Well, the Ohio Homebuyer Plus program is now officially up and running. You may have heard about this in the news a couple of weeks ago. It's designed to help people afford their piece of the American dream. And State Treasurer Robert Sprague joins us this morning with the details. Ms. Sprague, where did this idea come from? Give us kind of the background on this program and making it happen.
Well, Chris, you said it best. We're trying to help people own their piece of the American dream. But for a lot of people, that dream is out of reach now. The home prices have skyrocketed. I can't remember a time when houses have been more expensive than they are right now. And since COVID hit, the interest rates, the mortgage rates, have gone more than double. And so I think that home buyers at this point are discouraged. They've been priced out of the market. I saw one study that said that you have to earn almost 50% more now than you did before the COVID-19 in order to be able to afford the same house. And so we know that the future of Ohio is dependent upon us being able to keep families here, and particularly young families. And so we want to, that's the purpose of our Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. We want to try to help them afford their dream and realize their dream of home ownership here in the state of Ohio.
Now, the concept here is not new. Ohio has other programs that are based on this same idea of enhanced interest savings accounts.
This is actually one of the first times that we have been able to enhance and use the power of our balance sheet to enhance savings for Ohio consumers. And so all they have to do to open up one of these Ohio Homebuyer Plus savings accounts is they can work with a financial institution that signed up for our program and go to that local financial institution and open up one of these great savings accounts. And we'll give them an enhanced interest rate, over 2.5% additional interest to grow their savings faster to be able to afford either a down payment or the closing costs on a new home.
Where does the enhanced interest come from? Is this taxpayer money that's being used to supplement the return in these accounts?
It is. We actually use the power of our balance sheet, and we put a deposit at that local financial institution behind the scenes. And instead of taking all of the interest from that deposit into the state treasury, we allow some of it to accrue to that home buyer to help them grow their savings faster.
I guess the question I'm asking, what I'm wondering is, if taxpayer money is being used, does that shortchange the state in any way?
It certainly is an opportunity cost in terms of we would have earned that interest otherwise. But I think it's a great and wise investment in the future of our state because it helps Ohioans realize their dream of home ownership here in the state of Ohio and hopefully gets their families to stay here. And in addition to that, they also get an income tax deduction from the state of Ohio for the deposits that they're making into that Ohio Homebuyer Plus savings account.
So there are some basic requirements to open up one of these Homebuyer Plus accounts. Of course, you have to be an adult in Ohio, an Ohio resident, have an existing primary residence in the state, and the proceeds from the account can only be used for this specific purpose. That's pretty much it, though, right?
That's pretty much it. And if you want to participate, you can go to www.ohiotreasure.gov and get the current list of participating financial institutions and more information on how to get started. But essentially, you just walk into the doors of those participating financial institutions, banks or credit unions, and open up one of these accounts. It's pretty simple. And we'll do all the hard work behind the scenes.
Now, are you required to use those funds within a set period of time?
You do. You have to buy a house within 5 years to be able to use those funds.
And does this work like, say, the College 529 plan, where anyone can open up, I can set up one of these for my child, or anyone can put money into the account, that kind of thing?
There's an opportunity for other people to put money into the account. You'll have to go to our website. That's a little bit more complex to learn how to do that. But yes, there's advantages, and certainly your family members can participate and help you.
Let's play devil's advocate here. What if I were to open a Homebuyer Plus account and later my plans change? Maybe I get transferred out of state, or I'm forced to change jobs and can no longer afford to buy a home within that time frame, or if there's a medical emergency where I'm in need of cash to pay my bills. What are the options if my situation changes after I open one of these accounts?
Well, if an account holder's circumstances change, or if they move out of state, they keep all the money that's been saved as well as the interest accrued on their account. And they'll have obviously some income tax implications. They'll have to repay the income tax deduction, but all that is explained in the fine print.
So there are some options. You're not necessarily locked in. I just want to, I can envision somebody asking that question and thinking maybe this is not for me, because it sounds like what you're trying to do here is make this as accessible and as flexible for as many people as possible, ultimately.
Well, ultimately, what we're really trying to do is help people afford a home here in the state of Ohio. We think it's critical to the future of our state. And we want to help people realize that dream of home ownership.
So as we said, the program is up and running now. There are relatively few institutions participating at this point, but you do expect more to come on board.
We have 8 participating financial institutions at this moment, but I'll tell you the interest in all of the financial institutions across the state of Ohio is very high in this program. They love this program because ultimately they know that it's going to help consumers in the state of Ohio. Is going to help their customers. And so we're very optimistic that a lot more financial institutions will sign up.
And as you were alluding to earlier, applying for and opening one of these accounts is actually done completely through the financial institution. It's not done through the state, right?
That's right. You go into this one of the participating financial institutions, and you open up an account there. I think it's going to be pretty painless. And again, we'll do all the hard work and the plumbing behind the scenes.
And by the way, there is no requirement that you eventually take a mortgage loan from the same institution you open an account with, correct?
No, there's no requirement like that. You just need to use the money for a down payment or closing costs in a primary home here in the state of Ohio.
So is this an ongoing program, or is this sort of a pilot program for a set amount of time to try it out, see if it works?
Our hope is that as long as Ohioans need help and want to realize that dream of home ownership in the state of Ohio, that this program will be there to help them.
So again, the Ohio Homebuyer Plus program, an enhanced savings account vehicle that will allow people to more rapidly save for the down payment or closing costs on a home, up and running now. Robert Sprague, state treasurer, with us this morning. And you mentioned the website where folks can get more information. Mention that again.
That's right. Just go to www.ohiotreasurer.gov. For a current list of participating financial institutions and all the information that you need in order to open up one of these accounts.
Treasurer Robert Sprague, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure.